It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We're getting closer. Our cut double drinking toast with a shot of the day. And right after that, in the weekend, it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. Today we've got a Halloween hullabaloo inspired Bad Choice Friday. Of course, the show is Sunday night at the Showwear Center in Kent. Doors open at 5. Show starts at 6, featuring The Warning, Flat Black, and of course, Hailstorm and Godsmack, all taking the stage for our first ever Halloween hullabaloo. First big Halloween party of the year. We're all wearing costumes.
Yep.
Surprise when we get there. I think we'll probably be the easiest people to find in the
I would think so.
In the venue. But yeah, dress up and hang with us on a Sunday night.
So, I'm worried about mine.
Why?
If you see the bottom half, it looks like what I'm supposed to be dressed as.
All right.
If not, I just look like a square marshmallow.
I see. Yeah. That'll make
like
sense.
Like a soggy version of it.
What's that?
You look like a soggy version of it.
I mean, look, it's comfortable. It's giant. There's a lot of room in there.
If you are thinking about going, there are a few tickets left. Head to KISW.com. So in honor of a little Halloween action, we offer you today DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
You actually made money on this song. It just blows my mind.
Well, they also had a Christmas holiday tune as well, right?
Yeah, did they?
Did they not?
I don't remember that. This was big.
They had a summer tune.
Well, we know
well,
that had summer.
Summertime. Yeah, I mean,
Halloween.
That's their biggest song. Or parents just don't understand.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah. I thought they had a Christmas song, but I guess not.
This song, though, was massive. I told
yes,
you, when it, came
was.
Out, I was still, I don't know how old, but like it would creep me out.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince at A Nightmare on My Street taking on Bobby Pickett.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a great
and this guy made
smash.
Money on this song.
Yeah. It caught all he's still making money.
Is he still alive?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I would
believe it. I'm assuming this is a dance, the monster mash.
It had to have been.
Is it one of those?
Ooh.
I don't know that this one will ever go away, ever.
Right, because the mash, I feel like, was more hand gyrating.
Are you questioning whether or not Miles is correct about the monster mash? Could you immediately shut him down? You said no.
Well, he's
no
doing
way.
The Thriller thing.
Yeah.
This is years before Thriller.
I know, but perhaps the Thriller dancers were inspired by the monster mash.
You know what? I feel confident in this. Montgomery's just making ass up.
It sounds good historically, though. Bobby Pigott and the Monster Mash and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and A Nightmare on My Street.
Oh, God damn it, he's right.
Vote what? Now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's
Room.
They
are. That is the Monster Mash.
It's called the Mash.
It's called the Mons to Ohio.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the Mash. All right. Let's
like
see.
A circle of hell.
So we have time for a few emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've
got me.
You are so disappointed.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking more of a hand jive. I don't need to make an excuse. I was wrong.
You were wrong. And even when you started doing the hand jive, and look, I don't know my old school monster dances, but I'm like, man, I doubt that monsters did a hand jive. I think Miles nailed it. It's all monsters do. Just put your arms up.
Well, they're doing more of this, too. Oh,
okay.
I'm going to have a whole tutorial on this bad boy.
And trust me, if you're going to learn to dance, it should be through luck from these two women.
Okay. Yeah. I got better moves than they do.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm white, but wow.
That's yeah, great. They come with a side of mayonnaise.
That's mayonnaise.
Would you like some yogurt?
Yoga?
Well, you added black pepper.
We are moving on to the birthdays.
Hope you can handle it.
This one says, good morning. Can I get a birthday shout out for my husband, Justin? He is 36 years old today. He would love the Dirty Germans talking about what he should do when he's done delivering his packages. Maybe a Johnson jingle and some dad jokes, please. Thanks, guys.
Girl in your Johnson.
That one from Kelly.
Happy to hand that out.
Yeah, I would tell him after delivering his packages, come home and deliver one more package.
Yeah, so here's an idea. Maybe you knock on the door more and she opens it, and then you go, would you like to open the package?
Yeah, or perhaps you simply say, I have brought the merchandise, let me put it in your box.
Yeah, or also deliver packages with your pants down.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe do none of the above.
Yeah, don't get arrested.
Jesus. All right, it's Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke.
Two guys are walking down the street and come upon a dog licking his boys. One guy says, I wish I could do that. The other guy says, well, I'd pet him first. My friend told me he took his wife to the Caribbean last month.
Oh, yeah?
Jamaica, I said. Nah, she wanted to go. Which country has the happiest cats? Which country has the happiest cats?
Hang on. Which country has the happiest cats? Is there, like, Yarnistan?
No.
Yarnistan is making up country.
It's the old name of the country.
I don't know.
Persia.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Gentlemen, can I do a birthday shout-out to my homie Black Rob? He's 41 years old today. How about I cut that bitch off, a bong rip, and a BlackBerry telling him what's in store for him tonight when he gets off work at Target. I love you guys. Keep up the great work. That from Trick.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Well, gosh, since it's your birthday, this big old silly bear's gonna be there for you tonight. I hope you can understand my meaning when I tell you tonight you're gonna lay on the bearskin carpet.
That's awful. Well, I wish myself a happy 50th birthday because no other of my a-hole friends will. I took the day off to watch whales and drink beer. So a happy positive Friday there. I'll give me a dealer's choice, Mike, and some thrill shotgun gets. That from Brian.
Do your girl and your Johnson.
I just said that.
You like that? You like that?
Please clap.
He didn't put
get.
It.
Get.
He didn't get. Put in the name of the
get.
Strip club.
Get.
What's that?
Whale watching. He didn't put in the name of the strip club.
Strip club?
He is whale watching.
Read it again. Oh.
That was my
took
first thought.
Took the day off to watch whales.
They drink beer.
I think he was really watching whales.
I don't.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah.
All of it, y'all. Today's my
hey, girl, you heard about that chicken, Big Matt?
Want one? Can you bring your own food in? That would be interesting. Can you walk into a strip club that doesn't serve food with a bag of McDonald's?
I don't know. Give it a try.
They don't serve food. But I'm hungry. Can I sit down and eat some lunch real quick and watch?
You know what, Miles? That is interesting because a lot of bars that don't serve a ton of food.
Like Teddy's?
Will let you bring in food.
Correct.
Correct.
I don't know. I never thought about just like being like, yeah, yeah, keep dancing. I'm gonna have a snack.
Well, I'm telling you what, you want to bring even.
You want to bring girls over to the table? What are like three small fries, and just have the fries there? And I mean, you're gonna attract them like fries.
Like fries.
Serious.
I will say one of my favorite bars out in Austin, and it's a Seahawks bar. It's called Little Woodrow's.
All right.
Or Little Woodskies. So anyhow, on Sunday, same thing. They have a food truck, but you can bring in food.
Yeah.
So we got there early to watch Seahawks. They're playing on the East Coast. These dudes came in with like a duffel bag and sat it down. And they had gone to Terry Black's and got barbecue. Oh. And I was like, that is genius.
Yeah. And you wanted some.
Oh, I'm jealous to this day.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why you need food. That way you can trade. Like, I give you a rib for, you know, like a couple of White Castle sliders, whatever I got. But, Joel, today
I would not give you a rib from Terry Black's for White Castle.
No?
No.
Today is my 56th rotation around that ball of fire. I've listened to you guys since 2012. Met you at the Black Raven party, at the premiere party, with my new favorite IPA that supports the Fisher House. I was the guy in a beat-up, patched-up DCU who told you how much I love two things about your show. A, you raise money for the military families. And B, my favorite days of listening is when Mike laughs. You guys get me belly laughing.
I actually do remember this
and
guy.
You all erase a bad day, and that laugh nails it. You might not remember... but you gave my wife and I a shout-out. Her name is Doreen. Because of us, Post-76 has the Men's Room IPA.
Nice.
Also, Grocery Outlet has it as well. So instead of a soundbite, I'd love to hear you talking all over each other about the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, EMT, cops, and firefighters. And maybe some of the captain. That from David. Marines...
We don't need you that bad. Ooh, well, ahoy there. It's funny you bring up the military. You know, the Captain has quite the extensive military history. Most of it kept under wraps after being dishonorably discharged for being what they call a vagrant. I don't know exactly what they mean by that, but I remember my CO kept waving his hand in front of my face. And I said, why do you keep doing that? He said, because you keep blowing your opium smoke in my direction. Gunchberry.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Thank you, Robin.
You know, since we're doing the Halloween-themed Hullabaloo, Bad Choice Friday. I think just special today, in honor of their birthday, the creepy birthday song. That is a depressing.
They should play that at your funeral.
Oh, if you die,
if you have your funeral on your birthday,
that'd be
bad. Sure.
You know, it's funny. They switched holidays, right? So Juneteenth is a national holiday?
Yeah.
So I was talking to my buddy. His birthday is June 18th.
All right.
I said, welcome to the club. And he's like, what club? It's like, we all get the day off after our birthdays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So go out
Christmas,
and get hammered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Outside of starting in radio, like Christmas Day, I always have off. It's like, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see, a couple extra emails real quick here. The subject is Chinese liquor. We had someone call in and said that they had a very interesting...
China.
Got really messed up really quick. It says, bitches, I was listening to the program and heard the one guy write in about drinking Chinese liquor.
China.
I think he was talking about Baijiu. It means white death or something like that.
Baijiu.
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 Chinese.
I was traveling through Chengdu back in the 90s.
Chengdu.
That's the spot where they raise study all the pandas. I paid a little extra to be able to go in and pet one of them. Bad idea. The little effort almost pulled my arm off. Anyway, me and my buddy went back to the hotel and there was a wedding going on in the ballroom. Apparently, one of the traditions at Chinese weddings is to get foreigners absolutely hammered drunk. So we got roped into doing shots. Yeah. Of the Baijiu, one for the bride, one for the groom, one for the groom's parents, one for the sister bride, shot after shot after shot after shot. It tasted horrible, but the previous guy was right. It gets the job done. It was only early afternoon, and I was trashed. Next day, I had the worst hangover of my life. Good times.
That from Thomas, U.S. Ambassador to Algonia.
I thought he was going to say, I got drunk on the baijiu and beat a panda to the show.
Speaking of weddings.
The panda had a comment.
Rip my arm off, you little black and white bitch.
Gentlemen, I have a fun and interesting tidbit about my brother and his relationship. My brother is a bit of a romantic. After he and his wife completed their vows and the officiator said you may kiss the bride, he decides to put on the greatest of all romantic gestures and dip and kiss her, only to literally catch her off guard. She goes to catch herself from falling backward, dislocates her kneecap, and all sorts of other damage to tendons and whatnot. They then had to rush off to the ER, where they spent the rest of the night getting medical care for her knee. The reception proceeded as planned. All the guests had one hell of a party, except for the bride and groom. They are still married 7 years, going strong. Thanks, guys. That from Zach.
Bit of a romantic, and I injured my wife and sent her to the hospital on our wedding day.
I have told this story before, but real quick, my brother has a friend, Mark.
All right.
All right? Mark is not a drinker. Probably got drunk 10 times in his life. For some reason, on his wedding day, he decides he's going to drink. Gets absolutely hammered. As the wedding's ending, they walk by, you throw the bird seed. Mark decides to dive into the limo, hits his head, knocks himself out cold.
Damn, man.
Wow.
So he was drinking before the wedding?
No, just during the wedding.
All right,
like, he does not, like, not that he ever just, he was just one of those guys that was like, I just don't drink. Like,
sure.
So, but for some reason on his wedding day, he was like, screw it, I'm going to have drinks and get drunk. His sister is a lesbian. At one point, he was dancing with her friends and kept yelling, lesbian sandwich. And then dove into the limo, hit his head, knocked himself out cold. It was scary for a minute, but yeah, on his own wedding day.
Lesbian sandwich?
Yes.
And how many times do you think he screamed that as he's dancing?
Honestly, it was three.
I'm sure he didn't get laid that night.
Well, he barely got conscious again. But you got to keep in mind, people that don't drink, and he doesn't realize. He's like, I'm in a lesbian sandwich. Like, Mark.
Is he Will Ferrell?
Right. Like, Miles, that's a good example. And it's like, it's your wedding, dude.
Do you believe
me? Mom,
meatloaf.
I mean, he's still married. His wife is very nice, but she's like,
I imagine
when
she
he decides he's going to have a drinking day, usually my brother's involved, she's like, I don't want to be there.
I don't blame her. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum.
Oh, yeah.
Gum guzzles. Cat's cups can keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
Three times fast.
All right. Cat cuts cup and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles.
Miggs was a fantasy football loser there and had to come in and do Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Look at
I see you yawn like me yawn.
The dog's yawn. Yawn fest.
You yawn, I yawn.
We yawn.
Lo and behold, we got a listener submitted to Ted versus the FCC. No point in us staying up late last night.
I know. I wish we had known.
This one comes from Melissa. And she says, I have a submission for Ted, which I have included below. Can't wait to hear it how it goes after you guys use it. Here is Melissa's Ted versus the FCC. It goes something like this. Nick dips his chips while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His chips are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you have to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Doing all that while drinking Schlitz, huh?
Yeah. Well, animal beer, dude. All right. Nick dips his chips while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
3 cents fast.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
One.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and cuts as he hunts are fung and funky.
Two.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Oh.
No problem there.
Yeah, none. There you go.
Another win. It's Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out in just minutes. We'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. 70% of people admit to receiving a contact, interview, or job itself due to personal connections. Basically, it was a new study talking about nepotism.
Well, sure.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
That's why they tell you that making connections is half the part of getting a career, getting a job, and moving forward.
Sure. They tell you to network. I mean, there's a
you
reason
do, you
for
do
that.
A good job working for someone. If they move on or whatever the deal is, they're going to want you on your team.
Absolutely. And you know, and I will fully admit that I am the product of nepotism in a handful of different areas. The other side of that is I don't mind if nepotism is the reason why you got a job. I don't want nepotism to be the reason why you keep a job.
Agreed.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly.
I mean, half of Hollywood... They're there sure. because of nepotism, right? But...
Were they most fit for the job? Probably not. But you know what? They fill it. They do a good job
that's
there.
That's the thing. They got a good job, so they're still getting roles.
There you go. Researchers at Oregon State University have created a robot that may be the future of children's fitness.
Of children's fitness.
Good.
Basically getting kids active again.
All right. By chasing them around the house. I will kill you.
Oh, no.
They can barely run.
Looking at it, I didn't dive too deep on it because these are the headlines that I'm not working on. But it looked like it was, it looked like a utility play tool.
Okay.
You know, just a robot that could do a handful of different things. If it's a learning tool, if it, you know, it shoots balls out there that kids go and chase, whatever, you know, it had little googly eyes on it. So it's, look, the way that kids are entertaining themselves and what they are entertained by is changing. So,
but googly eyes still come in handy.
They absolutely do. It has to have some sort of a screen because kids can't help but stare at the screen.
Of course.
If it's not going to be that, if there's no screen on it, they're going to stare at the TV. Sorry, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there watching TV, doesn't matter what it is, they're going to look at it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have to pause so many different shows and why we never watch The Boys.
Yeah, I know.
While the kids are
you
away.
Still haven't finished the season, have you?
Actually, so we had a couple days off last week. Last Friday, the weather was crap. Me and the wife were just butt tired. So we got through the first three butt episodes tired. Of season four.
Nice.
And I'm like, let's do it while the kids are in school.
It's still
and
The
it's
Boys.
A good thing that we did.
Yeah. I haven't picked it back up. I watched like the first three episodes of the last season that I got to give. The problem is in the fall, there's just too many sports.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Miles, have you caught up?
Four episodes left.
All right.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, shoot, the final season will be out by the time you guys get all caught up.
That's kind of how I operate, Mike. Yep.
A new study says indulging your sweet tooth could lead to depression.
All right.
It's, you know what, I didn't dive into the study, but I would bet money that it goes back to taking care of your physical health does wonders for your mental health.
Well, no, the thing in this study, their point was, if you're constantly eating sweets or sugary drinks or whatever, right, it's like this big dopamine hit. But when you do it frequently, your brain doesn't recognize it as much.
Sure.
So in other words, when you walk into your own home, you can't smell what it smells like because your brain's tuned it out. So this is not a danger to you. So they said apparently your brain gets so used to it that you don't get basically the same dopamine hit that you would get.
Okay.
If you...
That makes sense.
And they're like, that's all. And then that leads to people feeling sad.
Well, it changes your brain chemistry a little bit.
That's kind of the point they're getting to.
When you jump off.
I think that's fair with almost anything, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, if you indulge in it all the time, it's not nearly as fun.
Well, think about it. You just brought up your brother's friend who doesn't drink much.
Yeah.
And drank at the wedding, right? We're pretty much veterans of it. The first time someone smokes weed, like, they have a much different experience than most of us do.
Right.
I think, yeah, you're right. I was thinking more just kind of like meals and stuff, right?
And there's food, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I have some friends, or know some people, I shouldn't say friends, that are super wealthy or whatever, and they eat, like, it's like... I don't know. After a while, like, I love going to steakhouse, but I feel like it would take away from the fun of it if I just ate there all the time.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Exactly. Did anybody check up on our buddy Kevin Deers yesterday?
Did not. Why?
Well, you guys know what yesterday was. It was National Hug a Kevin Day. Nobody.
Oh,
it's like it was heavy metal day.
Not a single one of you hugged Kevin Deers yesterday?
No, I will hug him next time I see him. God, and even when he says, why the hell are you doing this? I'm going to tell him because I missed your holiday.
Well, there's almost
I hugged a Kevin. It just wasn't Kevin Deers.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, Kevin.
From behind with his mouth.
Let's play a little game.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Yesterday was National Hug a Kevin Day. So it makes sense that today we present the top 10 Kevins.
Yay.
Let's talk about Kevin the Goat, YouTube sensation, famous for being an all-around a-hole. When the other goats are getting treats, Kevin, who is an a-hole, always runs up and tries to steal their treats. I'll let this audio speak for itself.
Kevin, stop doing that, mate. No need for a mate. Kevin, stop being a mate.
Positive Friday.
I still love that video.
I do love Kevin.
Kevin. So because yesterday was National Hug a Kevin Day, I decided to go this step further and grab the list. This is a ranker list of the top Kevins, and I chose the Kevins on that list that people would know a little bit better. And I'm going to play with you guys. Do you think this is a huggable Kevin? Do you think this is
huggable
like,
Kevin? Right.
Not just popularity, but huggable.
Correct. Are you huggable?
Correct. Now, the huggability is not only would you hug them, would they accept a hug from you? Do you think?
Okay.
Right. So rounding out number 10 on the list, I'm right here, Kevin Jonas. 100%, I think he's a huggable Kevin. He's a good dude. He's a family man. He's a happy man. He's
happy
to be there.
Is he the guy who's not in the band?
No, he is in the band. That's Frankie Jonas that you're thinking.
My bad.
Isn't one getting a divorce? Is that
no.
The...
No. That was Joe Jonas.
Oh, it's Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
People just forget about Kevin.
Yeah.
Because Nick.
Nick's the young one. Joe's
and
the hot
Joe,
one.
And Joe, right, are kind of the most famous ones.
Right. Oh. Now, there's Kevin.
I feel like Jonas' brother, he would take a hug and give a hug back.
You're damn right. You see him up there on stage, you're damn right he would take a hug.
I'm going to hug the crap out of you, Kevin.
Damn right.
I came here to hug you.
Kevin Kline.
No.
Huggable
no,
Kevin.
No.
Not at all?
He's not a huggable guy.
Really?
No. I don't think he'd want your hug.
No.
Really?
See, I think Kevin Kline would give you a hug.
I think he'd be down with
really?
It.
Really?
You ever seen Dave?
Look, he has to play
the president.
Yeah.
I like that character.
He's been in enough comedies. He'd be a hugging guy.
I don't know that he's a hugging guy. I don't think he wants your hug.
I don't think you want to hug him.
No,
I'd hug him. I don't think he wants to be hugged. I'll hug a Kevin. If you're a Kevin, I'll hug your ass.
Kevin Kline, Mike, we'll hug him.
We'll do it. And he'll be there for us.
We'll put him in the middle.
Yeah. Kevin Sandwich.
Yeah. With the buns. Buns.
Is this a huggable Kevin for National Hug a Kevin Day? Kevin Garnett.
No.
No. No. Nope.
And don't even do it, dude.
Kevin Garnett
would lay you out.
I don't think he wants a hug. I don't think he wants to take a picture with you.
No kidding.
I don't think he's mean. I think he's, if you are not in my circle, I'm not trying to make new friends.
Gotcha.
That's what he's trying to say.
He's just to himself. Okay. Yep. Okay. I mean, I know he's an athlete. I know he's a basketball player, but.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
Not the guy.
I think that would be Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, I mean, outside of a small child, I think that would. I don't think you're going to get a nice reaction out of Mr. Garnett if you say, can I hug you?
Not only that, but you're your penis height when you're hugging him. I mean, who wants it?
It's stabbing you right in the chin.
You're just looking right at his Johnson.
Kevin Smith, huggable Kevin.
Yes,
100%.
Yes.
He's part of the Smith clan, of course.
Yeah, he'd be huggable.
Yeah.
He seems like a happy guy. Lost a lot of weight. Always does hiking.
Always seems like a very happy guy, too. Just a very down-to-earth, sweet guy.
Yeah. And he seems to know pretty much like what he does, what his movies are, what his role is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't seem like he takes himself too seriously.
No. And you big time geek culture guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's arguably, to me, like the king of geek culture.
Hell yeah.
He
kind of is.
Right?
You know, seems like well respected by every geek out there. Even if you don't like his product, they seem to respect him as a human being.
Right. Never really made any real waves. Just a all-around good dude. And he's into directing now.
He's directed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You ever seen Clerks?
Dude, I tried with Clerks. I know people are going to hate me for it. I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yep. Just did not speak to me. Yeah. I couldn't get into the Jay and Silent Bob thing. Clerks was just a weird movie to me. I didn't get it.
So I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Oh, yeah?
It's my day off. I don't know, man. Maybe I was too sober for it. Yeah, I mean, I watched it as a teenager, but
fair enough.
It was just, there just hadn't been a movie like that. I thought it was great. I should probably rewatch it, but
yeah, it's worth.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give it another go. If it shows up around here somewhere, I will give it another go. Huggable Kevins? Kevin Costner.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Again, no.
I think 100% no.
And I feel like even if you wrapped your arms around, it'd be like hugging anger.
Why are you hugging me? Get off of me.
He always seems annoyed.
He does.
You know, whether it's an interview, the characters he plays, like, it, and that's the thing. Even when you see an interview with him, he doesn't seem much different than the characters that he plays.
I feel like seeing him in the wild, for one thing, would be a rare thing. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he leaves the house very often. I don't feel like he likes to go to award shows. I don't feel like he even likes to go to work. I think he just wants to keep to himself.
I want to be rich and ride a horse.
Correct. I think he enjoys acting. I don't think he enjoys the benefits of an actor as far as public.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Again, I've told the story 100 times. One of my dad's greatest lines. I'm a kid. We're working a picket line at the Jefferson Hotel in D.C. Kevin Costner pulls in. They're like, hey, we will put you up across the way at the Mayflower. Just please don't cross our picket line. Kevin Costner doesn't care. My dad threw the bullhorn goose. More like dances with rats.
Dances with rats.
I mean, credit where credit's due. That was a funny line.
That was a good line. Yep. That was a good line. Yep. Did he react to it at all?
He probably laughed.
Oh, he flipped us off.
Okay.
Then hugged him.
And then, yeah, and I'm pretty sure. And then he tried to take he was there for like 3 days and kept trying to go in the back entrance. But come on, you're not going to stop.
No.
Like, we would just walk around to the back and chirp him there.
Dances with rats. That's good. Damn good.
Plus, it just sucks. We were down there with bullhorns at 7 a.m. every morning waking up that hotel. Like, Kevin, we'll put you in the Mayflower.
Right. Come on.
Like, one of the nicest hotels in D.C.
No. Hope
you fall off that horse.
Is this a huggable Kevin? Kevin James.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
I think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Really? What do you got?
The characters he plays, huggable people.
Absolutely.
I think he, as a human being, not super huggable.
Ah!
That's just the sense I get. You know what I mean? And Ted, you always say, like, a lot of people that are very comedic on screen, a little bit different in real life. And look, I have nothing to base this on. He just strikes me as a guy who's probably a little intense. Yes, the man who paid Paul Blart, for God's sakes, I'm telling you, somehow.
I mean, you're right. I think mainly I love him as Doug Offerman on King of Queens.
King of Queens.
But I've seen enough stuff with him. He strikes me as a guy that would, I don't know.
He knows how to perform. Even like if you're doing a late night talk show, say you go on Fallon. I think he's smart enough to understand to continue to perform on Fallon. I'm a funny guy, ha ha ha. Backstage, like, don't touch me.
Cool.
Don't look me straight in the eye. I don't know. That's just the sense I get based on absolutely nothing.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Ted. You know, you're friends with Adam Sandler, David Spade. You gotta be a nice guy. You gotta be a friendly guy.
That's a tough call. I don't know that Spade or Sandler strike me as huggy guys.
I feel like Sandler would be the most huggy out of them. Spade, the if David Spade gave you a hug, he's grabbing a pile of ass.
Yeah.
Or he could be like, all right, just bring it in real quick. Come on. Right,
come on, get the picture. Is this a huggable Kevin? Supersonics legend, Kevin Durant.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't
do
think
not
so.
Not hug Kevin Durant. So I'm telling you right now.
I don't think so either. I think unless you're out there balling with him, you are not going to hug that man at all.
Yeah, don't. Don't do it.
Nah.
Even if you're balling with him, and you'd have to be really good to be on a court.
You just won a big game.
Like, he might dap you up. You could do, like, a half bro hug, but, like... Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant, he's one of those dudes, man.
Nah.
From Seat Pleasant. Like, he does not mess around. He is not friendly.
Nah.
I love him to death. I went to high school with dudes like that. Like,
he does not
play.
He reminds me of Leon. I always bring up Leon.
Okay.
He's a very good example of Leon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just like, there's just something about him where it's like if you mess with the guy, it's going to end poorly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've seen stuff. I saw that interview he did with Letterman a couple years ago, and like even when he's trying to make make a joke, he's right. So deadpan. You're just like, I don't know if he is serious. Is he trying to be funny?
Damn. Okay.
He's like, no, Dave, I'm having fun.
Oh, all right, okay. Thank you, Mr. Durant.
I'm sure behind closed doors with his boys, he's probably smiles. But.
Sure. Number two, Kevin Bacon.
Yes, huggable Kevin. Yes, that's a huggable Kevin.
Yep.
I bet so.
What if he's just a great
one of the one of the nicest guys in the world, Kevin?
Really?
Yeah. You think
he is
nice?
Couldn't be nicer. He and his brother play in a band called the Bacon Brothers.
Yeah,
and we did a show at the Ram's Head Tavern in Annapolis. And at the end of the show, he and his brother and his brother's dog sat on stage, signed everything for everybody, sat there, talked to everybody. They weren't in a hurry to leave. There was no handler around either.
Right.
They just sat there, took pictures with everybody.
Nice.
Answered questions. People understood, look, just don't hog his time.
But,
so the line would kind of move on a little bit. But, man, he took time for everybody. And that place was sold out.
I love it.
And everybody wanted to come up, just came up, shook his hand.
Let's
go. Good on him, man.
Bacon.
I've been reading on Kevin James. It seems like he is generally friendly with people, but he's had a couple bad nights.
Okay. I feel like there's a time limit.
Well, I also think Kevin, from what I can tell, it seems like he's very like, take a picture, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it seems like every once in a while, he's like, just not today.
Okay.
Which is fine. He's still a human.
That'll get in your head with your
brain. Yeah, you're ruining it.
He strikes me as the guy that will give you your time. If you're a fan, you come up, he will give you your time. Don't go over your time.
Right, and don't hug me.
Don't hug me. And then the number one, according to Ranker, the number one Kevin, but we're trying to figure out, is he huggable? The industry plan himself, Kevin Hart.
No.
I mean, I feel like, again, if somehow, like, if he was in here and we did an interview and he was really laughing, having fun,
yes,
then he'd be cool. But
just might give you a shoulder in. But again, he's hugging your Johnson.
Am I initiating the hug? Am I doing the hug first?
Oh, hey, Ted, gonna make you feel a little better. Someone here says, I met Kevin James in an airport. Very nice guy.
Let's go.
All right.
Kevin James coming back. Most people have experienced the challenges of cancer with someone in their lives, but it's hard to top what one man had to do for his wife. There, Miles.
What do you have to do for his wife?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.